Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We always got to be clear, for those people who just read the title, what happiness means to an individual person is obviously entirely subjective. We can do the best we can from the money end, but there's plenty of people who are going to, be making $15,000 a year and be wildly happy, and plenty of others who could make $15 million a year and be really sad. But the core thing here was the Purdue University put out a study that was focusing specifically on income satiation, the concept of which, is at what point does getting more money not necessarily help you be any happier? And so what they did was they sort of, it was based on global factors, but they found that at about $105,000, people in living North America accomplished what they referred to as life evaluation, which I think is basically just the point where you are less sort of directly concerned on a very day-to-day basis with fulfilling your necessities and become a little bit more concerned with bigger life questions about what's going to make you happier, where are you headed or what's going on with your career. And then they also hit $60,000 to $75,000 as the sort of range for emotional well-being, which I think effectively means that, this is the point at which the, money issues are not necessarily, constantly, worrying and consuming, that you can at least feel comfortable even if you're not necessarily to that life evaluation stage where you're comfortable enough that you can really start focusing outside of necessity.
Geography plays a big role in this, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And we can definitely, break that down. But, what we did specifically was take those benchmarks from the Purdue study and apply, what we understand about how cost of living varies from place to place throughout America to give you a sense of how to sort of take the data from the study and put it into a local context. If you live in a place like Oakland or New York, your basic costs are more than double the country on average. San Francisco is more than triple the country on average. So, just because, Purdue University has identified this point at which, income is going to bring you some emotional happiness, doesn't mean it's going to be the same everywhere.
Instead of money buying happiness, Joel, is it fair to say more accurately that there is a certain amount that causes you less stress in your life?
Yeah, I definitely think that would be the way to look at it, and I think that was the core aspect of the study that they were looking at, is pretty much worldwide. There's this interesting trend where people's sort of emotional well-being, improves when you start to hit a certain point in terms of your finances.
Is there anything else I haven't asked you that you think is important to point out on this?
Speaking specifically about Arlington, Texas, sort of wedged in between Dallas and Fort Worth as you guys are, Arlington's actually very close to the national average when it comes to cost of living. They're about 8.9% higher based on the gauge that we use. So when it comes to sort of how Arlington stacks up against other places, you guys are very close to being something like the midpoint that most places should be comparing themselves to.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.